It's your country, Win 98.5. It's time for Homegrown on a Tuesday night. Cody Mack here with you, and we got 10 hands tall in the studio. What's up?
What's up?
It is a full house in here. We got to turn the air conditioner on because it's starting to get a little warm in here. But all right, well, we got a lot of people here, so go ahead and go around the table. Let's introduce ourselves.
All right, well, I start. My name's Danny Vitani, and I am lead singer of 10 Hands Tall. Very proud. Very proud.
And I'm Jerome Rattel. I'm a rhythm guitar and backup vocals.
I'm Barry Forster. I play guitar and sing as well.
I am Billy Gunther. I'm the multi-instrumentalist, and I also sing.
I'm Rick Brown. I'm the bassist.
Dan Currier, drums.
Whoop. All right, so here's the deal. Who got this band started? Because there are so many of you, and you range in ages, so how did this band come about?
Myself, Rick, and Dan were splitting from another band and started shopping for musicians, and within two shows, back-to-back weekends, we met Danny opening up for... Or, well, we did a show with her, and the first question I had to ask Dan was, can we have her? She came out with Broken Wing, and I broke into tears. And then originally we had a different member, but that was the basis of it.
Okay.
Us four, we just met at shows, gigs.
So how long have you been doing it together now?
A little over a year now.
Got to go on your website and see all your videos and stuff, and you sound great, and that's why we got you in here for Homegrown.
Yeah,
so now, I see a lot of the stuff what you do. Let's talk about some of your original stuff, because that's what Homegrown's about. We're talking about bringing in the new Michigan musicians and songwriters here, showing everybody. So tell me a little bit about songwriting. Who writes the songs in the band?
Right now we've got five that we're doing, and we're doing live. Two of them are our own. One, Barry Coyne, he started off. Danny, the second one. And then the other three we're actually picking up from a publishing company. It's been a whirlwind since we started.
Well, again, with the publishing company, I mean, you get to see so many different songs. I had a guy in here last week who got with the publishing company. He's getting some of Lee Bryce's old stuff.
And that's sure.
It's fantastic to be able to do that. So are you working with any record labels, anything like that, or is it just something you're just kind of shopping around for?
Not yet. I mean, we're just in the studio now, so we're not even actually to the point of having the product done, but we are doing it live. And the thing is the publishing company where we're dealing with, like you said, they've got a huge catalog. They're dealing with Garth Brooks, all kinds of really big-name artists. So we feel fortunate that we actually got a chance to get a few songs out of them.
Of course you do. Whenever you're able to take a look at some of these great Nashville songwriters, to be able to sit down like, hey, I get to do this?
Oh, for sure.
I mean, that's got to be pretty awesome for you guys.
Oh, yeah, mm-hmm. For sure.
It's beautiful.
And actually, the ones that we've been pitched so far from that company have also been pitched to Band Perry. So we feel pretty fortunate to have that kind of songs to pick from.
Yeah.
Well, very cool. Well, let's go ahead and hear something. What are we going to play for us?
This first one that we're going to do is called Hard Times. And like I said in the beginning, I don't even know if I could have picked better people to play with. Like, I'm so proud to be part of this band. This song has touched so many people every time we do it live, and it just sounds so beautiful. It's one of the most beautiful songs I've ever been having the privilege to be able to sing and play with these guys. So I'm really excited to show you.
Well, very cool. We're going to hear it. 10 Hands Tall, Win 98.5 at Homegrown.
Death hands kicking in. She starts wondering how anybody gets by without it. Only gonna have one last night. So everything wrong started feeling alright. She said, hell, two ain't gonna kill me. See, she'd never been so sure about anyone before. She was wrong. Cause he ran out of love, and now she's all alone. And time is slipping through her hands, and that's another 2 years gone. She's in some hard times. So easy to lose your place in life. Where to start over, it's so hard to find in these hard times. Oh, in these hard times. She's getting off work, it's 3 a.m. That ain't the life she planned out with him. So now she's trying to figure out a new one. That's not so tough at 21. when your life has just begun and all your dreams still seem so far away. Now it's 10 years down the road and she's feeling a little old and out of touch. It's like she opened up a window and the wind came blowing in, and this castle that she built with cause she's gonna have to build again. She's in some hard times. It's so easy to lose your place in life. Where to start over, it's so hard to find in these hard times. She's in some hard times. It's so easy to lose your place in line. And where to start over, man, that's hard to find in these hard times. Oh, in these hard times. She's in some hard times.
Win 98.5, Homegrown, 10 Hands Tall, and Hard Time. You're right, that is a gorgeous song.
I love it.
Hey, I mean, y'all did fantastic on that one. So tell me, you'd mentioned a little bit about getting with publishers and everything, so what's the game plan? What's coming up next for 10 Hands Tall?
Who knows?
Who knows? I don't know if that's a good answer.
It's an open field right now.
No, we're, right now, we just started recording last week, so we plan to have an EP done, everything going smoothly, hopefully by mid-June.
So mid-June, where are you looking at recording?
Advanced Recording Studio in Royal Oak, Michigan. Like I said, the first session was last week, and man, it was fun. That's the first time we've been in the studio in about a year, so
it was a lot of fun.
Oh man, it felt so good to be back in there for sure.
Well, very cool. So are y'all producing yourselves? Are you bringing in somebody to help you?
The gentleman that is doing the tech work, and it is his studio, he's going to be our producer. His name is William David, and he's a Grammy voting recording artist. So we're hoping that he's going to take and field us and push us in the right direction with
everything.
He's
going to Kenny Loggins us up a little bit.
Yeah.
There you go.
Just a little.
Hey, I mean, getting the help and everything, and to have somebody with that kind of resume behind him, and already, I mean, obviously, you've got a tight enough sound, everything you're doing. So being able to get with somebody like that is going to push you in the right direction. That's exactly what you need right now.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
So you're still getting out touring a lot. We'll talk about some upcoming shows about that here in a little bit. You're going to be here in the area this weekend. So we'll get to that. Well, let's go ahead and hear about another song. What's this song going to be about?
Well, this next song is called Alabama Saturday Night. This is more of a party song. Get everybody moving on the dance floor and everything else. And it's just a feel-good song.
All right, well, let's hear it. 10 Hands Tall, Win 98.5.
You got Mama Bear sitting on the front porch rocking. You got Daddy there coffee drinking, talking about crying. Got Illy Mae putting on too much lipstick. Junior by the tractor won't crank, trying to fix it. But when the sun falls out of the Alabama sky, everybody gets to feeling alright. Ain't no cattle guard gonna keep us on the farm tonight. There's a pretty good chance that you're gonna get lucky. It's hotter than the devil, got the crops not growing. It's gonna be a cold day before the farm stops growing. Football season ain't coming till fall. Feels like there's no hope at all. When the sun falls out of the Alabama sky, everybody gets
Win 98.5, 10 hands tall on Homegrown. Man, that sounded fantastic, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Well, all right, so Mendon this weekend, right?
That's right. Cowboy up in Mendon. So it's not too far from here.
No, it's not. Just right down the road. So Friday and Saturday night. So you're going to hear the originals, and you're going to hear plenty of line dancing tunes, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Absolutely.
Well, very cool. We're so glad to have you in here, and I'm looking forward to seeing some big things from you, working with some good publishers, going to get some great songs out. I mean, y'all are tight as it is. I mean, y'all are saying you haven't done anything acoustic like this in a while. This was awesome. Y'all sounded fantastic.
Yeah, well, thank you for having us.
Hey, do me a favor. Tell me website, Facebook, all that good stuff.
Our website is www.10handstall.net or .com. Either one works. If you search Danny Vitani and 10 Hands Tall on Facebook, you can find us on there, too.
Very cool.
Be our friend, please.
Yeah, be our friend.
Yeah, always be a friend. All right, well, guys, thank you so much for coming in here. We look forward to seeing y'all down in Mendon Friday and Saturday night.
Awesome. Thanks. Thank you.
Awesome, man.
Win 98.5. It's Homegrown.